Hi everyone, welcome to our vocabulary course. In this lesson, we're going to learn some words about form of dress. Here is 爷爷, which indicates grandpa, is father's father.
Welcome to our
now,
vocabulary
read
course.
After
In this
me.
lesson, we're going
爷爷,
to learn some words about form of
爷爷,
dress.
爷爷. 爷爷, for example, number one, 最左边的是我爷爷。最左边的是我爷爷。Next one, 爷爷正在看电视。爷爷正在看电视。 Last one, 今天爷爷不高兴。今天爷爷不高兴。This
word is 奶奶, which means grandma, is father's mother. Now, read after me, 奶奶。奶奶。 奶奶，奶奶。 For example, number one, 奶奶在爷爷的旁边。奶奶在爷爷的旁边。Number two, 奶奶非常喜欢喝茶。 奶奶非常喜欢喝茶。Number three, 奶奶穿着白衣服。奶奶穿着白衣服。This word is 叔叔. It means uncle. Usually, we use it to refer to our father's brothers. Now, read after me. 叔叔。叔叔。叔叔。叔叔, for example, number one. 叔叔去公司了。 叔叔去公司了。Number two, 你叔叔长得真高。你叔叔长得真高。Last one, 我叔叔回来了。
Well, very interesting phenomena in China is that we can call other people who have similar age with your grandpa, grandma, or with your uncle, or your father. We can call 爷爷、奶奶、叔叔 directly, even though they don't have kinship with you. We just use it as a general greeting form. Usually we call surname or forename plus 爷爷、奶奶 or 叔叔. But if you don't know his or her name, we just call 爷爷、奶奶、叔叔. That's it. For example, the first one, 李爷爷早上好。李爷爷 早上好。Number two, 张奶奶在家吗? 张奶奶在家吗? Last one, 李四叔叔您找谁? 李四叔叔您找谁?
Here is 阿姨,
We use it to call other women who don't have kinship with us but have similar age with our mother. For example, we can call our nanny, housekeeper, and so on, 阿姨. Usually, we can call a person 阿姨 directly, or we can use her surname or use her full name before 阿姨 to call this person. Now, follow me. 阿姨阿姨阿姨阿姨 For example, the first one. 王阿姨三弟在家吗？王阿姨三弟在家吗？ Number two. 阿姨在帮妹妹穿衣服。阿姨在帮妹妹穿衣服。Last one. 我们在听阿姨讲故事。我们在听阿姨讲故事。Here is 自己 which means own or self. Usually, we use the pattern pronoun or noun before 自己. Now, read after me. 自己自己自己自己 For example, number one. 你自己去游泳吧。你自己去游泳吧。Number two. 他们自己可以写完。他们自己可以写完。Number three. 大家自己做自己的事。大家自己做自己的事。Here is 别人 which means other people. Now follow me. 别人别人别人别人 For example, number one. 我没时间和别人见面。我没时间和别人见面。Next one. 别人都在图书馆。别人都在图书馆。Last one.我看见别人都很忙。我看见别人都很忙。This one is 客人 which indicates customer or guest. Now read after me. 客人客人客人客人 For example, the first one. 今天来了很多客人。今天来了很多客人。Second.客人们都在房间里。客人们都在房间里。
Third. 说话的那位客人很年轻。说话的那位客人很年轻。
Here is 邻居，which means neighbor. Now follow me. 邻居，邻居，邻居，邻居。
Let's see some examples. The first one. 我们的新邻居是老师。我们的新邻居是老师。
Second，你的邻居是姓李吗？你的邻居是姓李吗
？Last one。我的邻居是位老奶奶。我的邻居是位老奶奶。
Here we go to 同事，which indicates colleague. Now read after me. 同事，同事。同事，同事。
Let's see some examples. Example one. 你们是同事吗？你们是同事吗？Next one. 今天会有两位新同事。今天会有两位新同事。
Last one. 我同事已经做完工作了。我同事已经做完工作了。Here we go to 校长，which indicates principal. Now follow me. 校长，校长，校长。校长，for example, the first one，校长不在办公室。校长不在办公室。
Next one，校长正坐在椅子上。校长正坐在椅子上。
Last one，我们校长非常有名。我们校长非常有名。This word is 司机。Which indicates driver. Now read after me. 司机，司机，司机，司机。For example, the first one. 我哥哥是司机。我哥哥是司机。
Next one，我想找一个司机帮我。我想找一个司机帮我。 Last one. 这个司机开车开得很好。这个司机开车开得很好。
This one is 经理, which means manager. Now follow me. 经理,经理,经理,经理。
Let's see some examples. Example 1. 我们经理正在开会。我们经理正在开会。
Next one.
请问李经理在吗？请问李经理在吗？
Last one.
走在前面的人是我们经理。走在前面的人是我们经理。
Okay, guys, this is our vocabulary one for today. Have you already got them? Feel free to review our video as you need. Don't forget to do our practice. We will see you next time. 再见!